Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Now, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you cannot be my disciples. And many in the synagogue that heard that said, this is a hard saying. They were not hearing by the Spirit. See, they were hearing flesh. Fleshly. And so they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? And so many of the disciples walked away. Amen. But then he turned to Peter, and then he said, will you also leave? And Peter said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. They heard differently. Every now and then you ought to thank God that you can hear. Many kings and prophets and wise men desired to hear what you hear and haven't heard it. But God gave us an ear to hear him. When he called you, you hearkened, you came. I see, you didn't just find the Lord. No, Lord never was lost. You were the one lost. You heard that it was his loving kindness that drew you. It was him that gave you the ear to hear. Before the foundation of the world, he knew you. Amen. God's goodness and his mercy has drawn us. So back to what happened with Peter. Peter denied the Lord three times with his mouth. And the Lord, when he resurrected and was on the shore and called them to come to the fish fry, when they came, he approached Peter three times. And he was saying to Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Came to Peter again later on. Peter, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Then another time he came toward him, and Peter's frustrated now. He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. What was he doing? He was restoring. Not only was he breaking the curse off of Peter, because Peter spoke it out of his mouth, and so he had to speak contrary to that out of his mouth again, because nobody could curse him but him, and nobody could break that curse but him. But also God was restoring his ministry. Amen. Feed my sheep. Amen. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Amen. So see, Peter brought it on him. Peter got it off of him. Amen. See, the Lord will lead us in ways of deliverance. You may get frustrated. Lord, why are you doing this? Because I'm breaking something off of you. Lord, why does it seem so difficult? Because you got all bound up by that and I'm getting you loose from it. Building according to heaven's pattern. This is another thing. The word VAV or VAV has to do with connection. It signifies connection, where God joins heaven and earth, where God brings promise and fulfillment together, where God brings the word and the spirit together, and where faith couples with obedience. Something happens. Something changes. If you'll get for me Exodus chapter 25, verse 40, and then Hebrews 8 and 5. Exodus 25 and verse 40. We find here God speaking to Moses about what he showed him in reference to building the tabernacle. And look, that you make them after their pattern, which was showed you in the mountain. God showed Moses certain things in vision in the mountain. And he said, this is how I want the tabernacle built. And he reminded Moses here, be sure you follow the pattern I showed you. Amen. Don't do it a certain way just because it's pretty. Amen. Or a lesser grade material. Amen. Or cheaper material. Or, you know, easier to do it that way. No, do it exactly how I showed you. Why? God will inhabit what he has designed. If it's designed another way, God may visit, but he's not going to inhabit. Our whole goal in life is to be a habitation, a living epistle, not just present on Sunday and absent on Tuesday. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Mm-mm. But to walk in him, and it comes through obedience in time of conflict. Get Hebrews 8 and 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, for see, saith he, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you in the mountain. There's God emphasizing that same thing. So what does this say to us? God has given us the word. And there are certain propensities, certain metrics that are found only inside the word. This is why it's important to be free from the world system. We are in it. You got to pay taxes. Or you go to jail. Right? There's certain things you have to do, but we are not of it. We are not bound by it. In essence, you're not afraid to go grocery shopping because food prices are so high. You understand what I mean? I hope I'm emphasizing that correctly. You're not ever going to go to the pump again because gas is too high. Well, who is our source? Who is your is your paycheck your source? I said, is your paycheck? Well, you know, I'm on a limited income. Well, you limited it. Come on, help me, somebody. I said, you put the limits on it, not God. That's why I said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I love the example in Genesis 26. Don't go there on the screen yet. Genesis 26, where Isaac was told to sow seed in the midst of a famine. And he was obedient. And there was famine everywhere. But in that year, the word of God says he reaped a hundredfold. In other words, something grew where he was obedient to do what God said, even though it wasn't growing right next to him or on the other side, nothing growing, but it grew where he was. This is the kingdom. This is kingdom authority. This is the authority that you carry when you operate in faith. When you align yourself. God will tell you and show you to do things that don't make a lot of sense sometimes. But it will prosper because it's governed by different laws. See, somebody will say, you know, you ran out of gas on 95, God forbid. And now you mad. So dumb car. You know, yeah. I remember having a car. I forget what it was. It was a little car, but the gas gauge didn't work. And I wasn't real prosperous at the time, you know. So I had to put a couple. This was back when gas was, you know, like a dollar something, $2. Yeah, that. So I had to make sure that I had enough, you know, gas in there, because that thing wasn't going to tell me. But see, my point is this. Some people will get mad at a car and, you know, call it all kind of names or something. I'm just using the car because it ain't functioning properly. Then the mechanic comes and takes a look at it and says, all right, hold on a second. He does something under here. He says, now try to start it up. It wouldn't start. Now try to start it up right away. Now all of a sudden it ain't a dumb car. What was it? You weren't operating by the laws.
Amen.
The car operates by laws. No gas in the tank? I ain't going nowhere. But you done got mad. Because you're not operating by the law. Put some gas. Tell somebody, put some gas in that car. Get that little thing fixed, too. That thing used to give me a lot of trouble. A lot of headache. I'll be driving down the road and you hear a poo-toot, poo-toot. Be scared. Uh-oh, I'm running out of gas. Right? Laws. The law of gravity. You can speak in tongue.
Amen.
Pray loud. Hikamasai. Boshina. And all the above. And jump off the roof. The law of gravity don't care.
Amen.
You rebuke the law of gravity. I rebuke you in Jesus. They say, all right. You're going to fall.
Amen.
See, a lot of stuff is not even really a battle.
Right.
It's a matter of whether you know how to operate. Amen. See, that's why wisdom is better than weapons of war.
Amen.
A lot of warfare won't even be warfare if you just walk in wisdom.
Amen.
It's not even a battle because you're walking in wisdom. But a lot of stuff is a battle because you know, you're just messing everything up and now you're trying to pray through it and amen. Just get quiet here. Let me move on. So we want to build according to heaven's pattern, right?
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.